Okay. Yours is working, mine's not. Okay, I'll just project. Well, good evening and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino. Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Dean Kilberg.
Here.
Greg Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
Oh.
Oh.
Anything you want to share with the crowd, Esther, before we continue? No? Everything good?
That's pretty nice news.
Oh, a secret. Well, we begin each council meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I think it's only appropriate that we have two gentlemen in the back of the room who I think have to be here this evening. Gentlemen, are you earning your citizenship badge? Would you do us the honors of leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you, gentlemen. And we're going to invite you up at the close of the meeting, so be prepared. They seem nervous, Mr. Neary, don't they? Just a little. And free dinner at Wildwood following the meeting, so.
Oops.
Item number 3A, which is always a very special evening for I know the council members and the community. And that is to proclaim October 22nd through the 30th, 2011, as Red Ribbon Week in the city of Geneva.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill. We have a second by Mr. Singer. And we have very special guests with us this evening. Would you care to join us at the podium, ladies? And ladies, you know this is being broadcast live, correct?
Yes.
Do you know where the cameras are?
I don't want to know.
Oh, you don't want to?
No.
Welcome.
Hello. Good evening. I'm Kelly Dunlap, and this is Aaron Taylor. We would like to thank you for giving us your time to recognize the importance of Red Ribbon Week. Each year, the entire nation celebrates this week to send a message to the community on the importance of taking responsibility for your health and emphasizing mature decision-making regarding substance abuse. We know there is a lot of pressure on teens to try to fit in, and a lot of pressure is placed on them by their own visions of what normal behavior looks like.
The Red Ribbon Committee and the SAG Club try to send a different message to teens to let them know what the real norm is, that most teens are not using drugs. Most teens spend their time with their families and friends in a safe way and act as positive role models for their younger children in the community. Everyone has the right to be drug-free. It may be a hard decision, but will no doubt be the most important decision that anyone will ever make in their life. Again, thank you for your time and attention to this important celebration.
So, Aaron, what year in school are you?
I'm a senior.
You are?
Yes.
And what are your plans for next year?
I'm not sure. I'm applying right now to college.
Applying all over the place?
Yeah.
Yeah,
much.
Whereabouts?
University of Michigan, University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Wow.
And U of I.
Yeah, U of I.
Well, I feel like everyone applies there.
Yeah, well, they accept everybody. It's just unbelievable. Is that right, Mr. Radovich? This gentleman's a proud alumnus of University of Illinois. He actually founded Chief Illiniwek. I don't know if you know that.
No, he didn't.
No, that was actually Mr. Hill, who's also an alumnus. Class of what, Mr. Hill?
It's old.
1892.
1892. You look great. And Kelly, why are you sitting down already? Or you're hiding? Come on up. And Kelly, what year are you in school?
I'm a senior.
And what are your plans?
Good question. I don't know. I might want to study pharmacy.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
do you
want
to be a pharmacist or a researcher?
Yeah, pharmacist, yeah.
Pharmacist. Are you applying to schools?
Yep. University of Kansas, Butler.
Really?
Indiana State.
Very cool.
Yes.
But more importantly, this Friday is homecoming and Saturday is the dance. Are you guys going?
Yeah.
Life is good. With a bunch of friends?
Yep.
Any boyfriends? Good. Yeah. No pharmacist should have a boyfriend, for God's sake.
Spoken like a real dad.
Yeah, isn't that right? Absolutely. Now, and now the theme of this year's Red Ribbon Week is?
It's up to me to be drug-free.
It's up to me to be drug-free. And what have you two ladies committed to with respect to that theme? Why have you chosen to be drug-free?
I don't know. I'm just how my parents raised me. It's not really a question.
Yeah, I never even thought that it was an option to even consider using drugs. It was
That's a good answer.
I was raised.
Plus,
and I won't ever.
It'd be kind of hard to run cross-country.
Yeah, it would be hard. So is there a lot of pressure, though? Is there a lot of pressure to, quote, do the cool thing, whatever that cool thing is?
I've never been pressured into it.
That's good.
But I know others have, so.
Is that right?
Just depends.
Do you worry about your peers sometimes who aren't making the right choices?
There are a couple that you know they aren't making the right choices, but.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And you guys are now really the cool students because you're making the right ones, right?
Yes. Yep.
That's awesome, man. What else do you want to share with us?
About it.
We're not very exciting.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. Are your dresses red from homecoming in spirit of red ribbon?
Silver.
Awesome. Where do you go to dinner beforehand?
Olive Garden.
Jew Rin.
Olive Garden?
Yeah.
That's like in St. Charles.
It's really good, though.
It's really good, though?
Yes.
Jew Rin, that's fun.
Yeah.
But don't they throw food at you during dinner?
Yeah, shrimp.
Yeah, so the dresses aren't that expensive after all, are they?
Yeah.
Anyone from the council, any comments? Anyone from the spot? Ah, here we are. Excellent. Ladies, you did a great job.
Thanks.
And I've got a proclamation for you as well. So before you leave here tonight, I'd like to present that to you, if I may.
I just wanted to comment on the packages that you received. We're doing something different this year. Normally we give out ribbons, pencils, and bracelets or something like that. And we decided, since a lot of these things end up in the garbage after Red Ribbon Week, we wanted something that would stick with the people and maybe make a different statement this year. So what you'll find in an envelope in that packet is something called stress dots. I don't know if anyone's seen those before. But basically you put it on and you measure your stress throughout the day. The idea is we'll be giving these to the to all the students in District 304. And with the younger kids, what we want them to do is take those, put those on, and begin to understand what that bad feeling inside feels like and give it a name. Let's call it stress. And then from there, with the older kids, we want to take that same idea, the notion of stress, and begin for them to understand the triggers for stress. Because later this develops into this at-risk behavior. And so we decided this year we can continue to talk about kids being drug-free all the time, but maybe we need to look a little deeper and find out what draws them or pushes them towards the drugs and alcohol. So that's one thing. And I will say since I've been working on the permit and the organization of Red Ribbon Week, my stress dot has been black for days. So I wish you well with it. Hopefully your stress is a little lower than mine. The other thing I put in the packet is on a regular basis now, beginning last year, we had we asked all residents in the community to clean out their medicine cabinets. We're asking this again this year. You have two opportunities, either to take them anytime to the police department or bring them to the DEA helicopter event. So please get the word out. There is information in your packet about what they accept, what they don't accept. And there was a third thing. What else do I have in that packet? And just a calendar of events. That's what's going on for Red Ribbon Week throughout the week and sometimes earlier in the month. So that's it. Thank you for helping us celebrate it. Thank you for proclaiming this week Red Ribbon Week.
Do you want to share with us a little bit about not only the special event on the 23rd, but, of course, the DEA helicopter? And I want to make sure we've spelled your name correctly, too. So
Pouilly, P-O-U-I-L-L-Y.
Got it. Great.
So we're still planning. We're still moving forward. The DEA should be out there. The pilot should be coming to Geneva very soon to do a site survey and just determine where the best location is at the middle school south campus.
So a DEA helicopter is going to land at Geneva Middle School South.
Right.
For the express purpose of taking away Mr. Blue.
Yes. And the children are so excited.
It is exciting, isn't it?
It's October.
When was the last time we had a helicopter land in Geneva? Do you know?
I fear this last weekend on Saturday.
Oh, well, that's true. But with a dignitary and a very special event.
I don't know. I'm a 3-year resident.
Ronald Reagan.
Very good. Ronald Reagan back in 1981, was it?
You were in sixth grade, right?
No, I was in high school, thank you very much.
Oh.
Yes. Well. But we were all let out early.
So we wish everyone will hope it will come out and experience the fair, see the helicopter visit, and bring kids, families, friends, neighbors, anyone. We just really want to get the word out. So thank you.
And on the 23rd here at City Hall?
That is the Candlelight Vigil. The Candlelight Vigil, we never seem to get many people here, but it's a special, special event.
It is.
And this year, it's like last year, it's the beginning of the Red Ribbon Week, and it really just sets the stage in a way that we couldn't do it any other way. So it's really nice, yeah. Thank you.
Good. Anyone from the council? Any comments or questions? Lady Kelly and Aaron, may I present you with a certificate the city council has for you? And I know you'll be duplicating this.
Well, it comes down to you. Well, we have to do it like ceremoniously. Come over here. Oh, yeah, look at that one.
Oh, yeah. She got every T crossed.
Oh, that's cool. What do you think? Should we stand over here? Who's got a camera? I know Ellen does. Oh, look, Mr. Nagel. Do you guys know who Mr. Nagel is? He writes for Geneva Patch.
Thank you, ladies. Item number 3B is to... Oh, forgive me. I'm sorry. We have a motion to accept the proclamation for Red Ribbon Week. All in favor of that motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you all very much. And don't forget, October 23rd, if you can make it, here at City Hall, 7 p.m. It'll be perfect weather, guaranteed. Item 3B, proclaim October 2011 as Community Planning Month in the city of Geneva, Illinois.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Kilberg makes the motion. Vogelsberg makes the second. And we have a community planner with us tonight, I believe. Where did they go? Oh, there he is. David, how are you, man?
Good, how are you?
Where's your banner?
Yeah, where's your banner and your, where are your spokespeople?
You have a photo op without a banner, David.
No banners.
Why is community planning so important?
Well, I think this year's theme is New Ideas for America's Future, which acknowledges that planning helps us envision the future and address our community needs. Geneva, historically, has been a very active planning community. The councils continue to recognize that it plays an important role in ensuring that developments, whether it's a redevelopment or a new development, is done in harmony with the existing environment. Over the last 10 years, the city's adopted the Comprehensive Plan, the Bikeway Implementation Plan, Historic Preservation Plan. Currently, we're working on a Downtown Master Plan and a Southeast Master Plan. So we thought it was kind of a fitting time. Both of those projects are nearing an end to join in the National Celebration of Community Planning Month. the levels of participation in both of those plans, the public outreach, the involvement from civic leaders and business owners has been really great. So the results of those plans should be very meaningful, and I think would be a great demonstration of how you can involve the public, business owners, and civic leaders to help create a plan and a vision for the future.
Thank you, David, very much. Any comments or questions from Mr. DeGroot? None? Is your work fun?
It's great.
How?
Really? It's fun. I love it.
How long have you been on board?
This October.
You're about to celebrate an anniversary.
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years this month. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And since you've been with us, you've added to your own family.
Indeed, two.
Which is very exciting. What's your biggest challenge facing Geneva? Because sometimes your role is pretty tough.
Yeah, I enjoy it being tough. I enjoy being the mediator. I think it's interesting to see both sides, whether it's business owners or residents, and then the city's objectives, working with our adopted plans, and trying to strike a balance for what the evolving needs of the community are, which in these times is constantly changing. So
absolutely.
It keeps it interesting.
Well said. Anyone? We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Mr. DeGroot, thanks for representing the Community Development Department. We appreciate it. Item 3C is to proclaim October 9 through 15th, 2011, as Fire Prevention Week in the City of Geneva.
So moved.
Flanagan makes the motion, and Mr. Marks makes the second. Unfortunately, we do not have a representative of the fire department with us this evening, for they are out preventing fires.
Very good.
Yes, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all very much. Quick question for the city administrator. One moment. Before we continue on with other city business, I would like to recognize Alderman Chuck Brown. Alderman Brown and I corresponded over the weekend, and he would like to share a few words regarding a friend of the community's who passed away suddenly. Mr. Brown?
Thank you, Mayor. On a much sadder note, Mary Kay and I were saddened here on Saturday night Len Swanson passed away. Len and his wife Karen were great friends and neighbors to all in the Logan Avenue neighborhood. Len served in the Army in Europe and returned to settle down with Karen on Logan Avenue and lived there for over four decades. Len was very active with the Geneva American Legion and served as their commander for several years. He was most proud of his service participating in the American Legion Honor Guard. You might not know Len by name, but surely you have seen him proudly marching with the Honor Guard, leading the Memorial Day parades, the Sweetest Days parades, and the opening of Geneva football games, which he did for many, many years. Len was a great friend and neighbor, a proud but soft-spoken Swede, and one who surely loved Geneva. He will be missed by his wife, Karen Roach Swanson, who lived and grew up in Geneva, his children, Connie Swanson, Keith Swanson, and Scott Swanson, all graduates of Geneva High School, his seven grandchildren, and his many friends and neighbors in Geneva. Thank you, Mayor.
Well said. Mr. Singer, you obviously know Mr. Swanson well.
Yeah, yes, I did, Mr. Mayor, and he was just a remarkable man. He was very dedicated to the community and to the Legion as well, and an honorable man, truly an honorable man, and very kind and generous as well. A marvelous family man, from what I remembered him to be, and he will be missed. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well said. Item number four this evening, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening by any member of the City Council? Item number five is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Vogelsberg, seconded by Hill to consider the omnibus agenda. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We jump down to item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $1,906,761.27.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual bills are displayed on the city website as part of the city council packet. Thank you.
Second.
Motion to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city council's website. Offered by Alderman Brown, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Comments, questions? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Without objection, I would like to, under item or committee of the whole items of business, jump to item 11M, as in mother, which is to recommend the mayor's appointments of the Economic Development Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Singer makes the motion. Madam Vogelsberg makes the second. We have a number of these appointees, or nominees, I said, should say, with us this evening. Would you folks mind terribly just saying hello to us, whoever wants to start first and say hi? Just so we can capture this for historical purposes. Mr. Neary, since you're close, we have information in our packet, but I think this is a pretty important and significant step forward, and I think the community will be impressed to know exactly the quality and the breadth and depth of the men and women we've selected, so pretty cool.
Okay, my name is Patrick Neary. I own two businesses in Geneva, Wildwood Restaurant and a partner in Bien Trucha Restaurant. I was a partner with Arthur Anderson for almost 30 years, so I have a deep financial background and consulting background, and I look forward to the opportunity to work on the Economic Development Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Who dares stand up next? Oh, Mr. Mann, come on up.
Good evening. My name is Bob Mann. I've lived in Geneva since 1992. I lived in St. Charles before that, from 1943. I practiced law downtown Chicago for 42 years and moved my practice out here to Geneva a few years ago, and now I'm kind of retired. 3 years ago, John Ford, Ernie Mahaffey, and I established a not-for-profit corporation called the Center for Business, Education, Innovation, and Development to spur economic growth in Geneva in particular, but the Tri-Cities in general. And to date, we have developed a list of a listserv group of about 300 people in the area who have expressed an interest in assisting in one way or another with the economic development and business of the community. So we're looking forward to working with that and working with this new commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mann. Mr. Ruby, a familiar face.
I'm Paul Ruby. I'm the general manager of the Harrington Inn and Spa since 1999. I'm also involved with Shodine Hospitality in various capacities, overseeing operations of a couple other businesses here in town, and look forward to serving.
Now, I saw Mr. Ruby about an hour and a half ago, and you were enjoying dinner at the Harrington prior to coming over. Thanks for bringing the leftovers, by the way. Appreciate that. Who else? All right. This is the best-looking audience. Aren't they all dressed up?
Good evening, Mayor Burns and City Council. My name is David Gemolaro. I'm the Vice President of Operations for Peacock Engineering, manufacturing operation here in Geneva. We have four facilities, one in Geneva and three outside of Geneva. And I grew up in the food industry. I started my career with Kraft Foods. I've been with Kraft Foods for 21 years. I worked in a variety of locations all over the country, and I ran a couple of their operations. I was also the director of engineering for a quarter of the company as well. Left there, went to Cadbury up in Rockford, and then came here 3 years ago. So I'm looking forward to serving on the council and working with you as well.
Now, your accent's very unique.
Park the car in the Harvard Yard.
There you go. So how's your baseball team doing?
Not too good.
Not okay, sorry.
But the Patriots
you're a Cubs
are looking
fan
good.
Now. We're a White Sox fan.
No, just one love. That's the Red Sox.
One love. That's the Red Sox.
We'll take
fair
our
enough.
Loss. Yeah.
And of course, because he's a Red Sox fan, you're a non-official member of the Academic.
Yeah, I like the Cubs.
I'm just kidding. Thanks. Thank you. Who else? Oh yeah. This guy helps beautify everything in Geneva. Backyards, front yards.
A bit of that.
You do.
Good evening, Mayor and Alderman. My name's Brian Kay. I'm with George Kay & Associates. I was thinking about this on the way over here. Our business started in 79. We had our first office on the east side and three subsequent to that. We're in the landscape business. Work a fair bit in Geneva, but actually travel all over creation to do things. Our family's been here since, about 23, 24 years. So I live here, work here, and do my best to make it a little bit better. I was honored to be asked, and I was inspired by the two gals here this morning that said that hopefully we can make mature decisions. So I'll hope to aspire for that. So
How's your golf game treating you, Brian?
I had probably the nicest weekend for golf, as my wife pointed out. I played at Chicago Golf Club on Saturday and Black Sheep yesterday. So
good Lord, no kidding.
It's pretty nice. So.
That is nice.
Wow. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you very much. Who else is with us? We got it. Now, of course, in the packets that the council members have, it's a list of all nine. The Fighting Nine. And the memorandum that Ms. DeVita has put together explains the purpose of this commission, which, of course, isn't critical, quite frankly. Ellen and I discussed about a month or so ago, and we kind of hooked on a word, and that word is locksmiths. I mean, you gentlemen are representing the finest that Geneva has to offer and hopefully serving as locksmiths as we move forward in identifying new opportunities to make Geneva even a better place to do business, to call home, and all that good stuff. So, Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can maybe Ellen DeVita or
sure.
You, Mr. Mayor, mention the rest of the people who are on the list?
Ellen?
Just so we know who they are in the packet, but
it's my mother and father.
Well, our goal, as you know, was a depth of industry across all sectors, especially those in which Geneva is already strong and those in which we aspire to be stronger, and also to have a regional and national perspective. And as you heard from the gentleman here, they have some pretty deep insights into their own industries. Also on the commission is Tom Burgess, who is a commercial real estate broker and developer, lives in Geneva. Scott Lieben, representing the financial management sector as well as the Chamber of Commerce. He's the president of the chamber. And Dave Quillen will represent Waubonsie Community College. As you all heard when I gave a presentation several months ago about some of the new theories and thoughts and innovation, the labor force is critical to bringing in innovation into manufacturing, and so we wanted that Waubonsie connection because that's our link. And then finally, Thomas Wright from Delner Hospital, the CEO of the hospital, will sit on the commission. Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I move that we confirm the nine wonderful people you've put forward, including the five eloquent and mature people that spoke tonight, for appointments on the Economic Development Commission.
I think you offered the third on that, because I believe that okay. We had Singer and Vogelsberg making
I didn't
the motion.
Hear it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's quite all right. No, it's great. And we thank you all very much for your throwing your names in the hat. So we have a motion. We have a second. I kindly ask the council, those of you who are in support of appointing these fine folks, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Great. Congratulations to you all. And thank you very much in advance. We appreciate it very much. By all means, if you need to sneak out, we understand. So unless you want to stick around for the audit report as they all flee. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Back to item 11A, presentation of the annual financial audit. Our dear friend Frank Costable is with us tonight. He's nervous. He's very nervous because next week he's heading out to, good God, Australia, is it? New Zealand? Is that right? Apparently we pay you well.
Wow.
That's awesome. Welcome. And, of course, our dear friend Tom Dahl is with us, our finance manager for the city of Geneva.
Good evening.
Mr. Dahl, welcome.
Thank you.
I'll turn it over to Frankie.
Well, I can just say, are there any questions, unless you want to highlight what you've presented? Your information you presented in the packet is straightforward. Yep. There is, of course, one correction with respect to the final audit report. I think everyone received that via email. The final number should reflect an additional $451 in that one category, which was inadvertently omitted. So the motion is to consider the report with those numbers. Mary McKittrick has a lovely memorandum as well that explains the positives. Frank, is there anything you'd like to echo or perhaps edify? Or
I just want to say that this was Tom's first time going through the audit for the City of Geneva, and him and his staff did an excellent job in getting us the report, getting us the information we needed to complete the audit in a timely manner. The audit's not due technically until October 31st, and it's already done out the door. And I think Tom even filed it with the state earlier today. So they did an excellent job in getting stuff for his first time going through an audit with the city. Did a great job. So I just want to point that out.
And we've addressed the issues that you've previously talked about.
Correct. Yep. And there was only there's two letters in part of our package, which you'll see in there. And there's only one comment. This year, again, we put the city against an ideal situation and try to create ideas to make meet those ideals and what would be best for the city. So we came up with that recommendation. Management put their comments in there for you to take a look at. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned in prior meetings, if there are any questions that come up, feel free to either contact me or contact me through Mary or Stephanie. Any questions with the financial stuff or with the letters.
So you'll have an international calling plan when you're out next, is that what you say?
Yeah, I'm looking into getting one of those. So.
Tom, what would you like to add?
Nothing. It's been a pleasure going through the audit. We came up with no issues at all. It was pretty good. Thank my staff for helping me through this. I've done audits elsewhere, but this was new, coming right into the middle of the fiscal year, and it was a good experience. So.
You didn't find any money hidden anywhere that we'd forgotten?
No. Never.
Now, we all know this, but Tom, you did come in the middle of all this. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you're a man of great humility, but you deserve a great deal of thanks and praise as well, because with Mary and with Stephanie and others, you've done an extraordinary amount of work to dare I say, better organize, if you will. And well done. Really.
Thank you. I couldn't do any of it without Stephanie or Mary and the staff that we have. So, and they've been very open to all my ideas, everything that I want to do. So,
because Stephanie was saying earlier, if it doesn't go well, it's all your fault. So, which I thought was ironic.
Didn't you see the?
Yeah, right there, right back there. So, and perhaps next year when the audit's even better, you'll be able to afford a jacket.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll
awesome.
See.
Anybody comments or questions for Frank? Oh, Alderman Kilburg.
He forgot to bring the spare.
Did he?
It's nice that you're with us this evening. Your firm, how many years have you done our audit?
I think we're in our second contract.
Which,
so the first one was 4 years, and I think we're in year two of the second contract.
6 years. Okay, and then roughly how many hours did you spend involved with our audit this year, roughly?
Well, it's still going on now. We've got a little bit of wrap-up to do. It's at least 250 hours.
Very good. Thank you.
Anyone else? Gentlemen, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Well, don't leave yet. We haven't approved it yet, man. That's the next item. Item 11B is to recommend approval of the annual financial audit.
So move.
Second.
Alderman Singer makes the motion. Alderman Piper makes the second. Any additional questions or comments for either Frank, Tom, Stephanie, Mary? Mr. Marks?
Mayor, maybe we could put on the agenda for one of our fifth Mondays. I noticed that we increased the general fund balance by a little over $1.5 million. And I also noticed that in the general fund, we have some small debts that we're paying off on some purchase of capital equipment that we're paying 3-4% interest on. Maybe we might want to take some of that extra cash and get rid of those interest, those loan payments, since we aren't getting anything out of reserves right now. And it's a policy discussion, so it's not
sure
tonight, but it might be something that we want to put on the list of Mondays.
Got it. Thank you. Anyone else? A roll call vote is in order. and necessary. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes, no nays, and 1 absence. Thank you, Frank. Travel safe, big guy. Stay off of CNN. According to my notes, we jump down to item 12A. And 12A is to recommend resolution number 2011-71, restating conditional site plan approval, which was originally offered on June 7, 2010, for nursing home facility entitled Meadowbrook Manor within the OR Office Research District and approving secondary emergency access to the property. A motion is in order.
So move.
Second.
Hill makes the motion and Vogelsberg makes the second. We have the applicant with us this evening. Is there any questions or comments from the council for these two gentlemen, who I think we've known well, Alderman Singer? Excuse me.
Thank you. When do you propose breaking ground?
After your approval. John Mays, project
manager. Oh, John, come on up to the microphone. I think the answer is 11 o'clock tonight, if it goes right. Isn't it?
John Mays, project manager for Meadowbrook Manor. With this approval in hand after today, we'll revisit with HUD our financing. And we expect to break ground sometime next year, spring, fall, as fast as we can get financing in place from HUD.
And when do you expect to complete the project? What length of time?
It's an 18-month-long project we have slated for.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Flanagan?
Yeah, actually, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Actually, there's really no questions other than my disappointment in not getting an access road that is in out. As you know, before I wasn't really excited, and I'm still not excited about the right in, right out, because I think that the traffic flow is going to be a little unusual, I guess is the only way to put that. So I just felt that it was, I wanted to make a comment. I will not be voting on this the way it stands, although I do appreciate the emergency access on Kesslinger, but I still think that it would have been nicer, a different solution. And I'm sure that you gentlemen also agree with me. So I'm preaching to the choir, I know. So thank you.
Mr. DeGroote, do you want to address that issue in particular? Thank you. And then Mr. Maladra's asked to be recognized.
Same question.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Well, as you stated, this was approved last June, and the site plan was approved with the right-in, right-out access on the west end of the property. That would be the primary access to the property. The council approved it with the condition that Meadowbrook secure a secondary access point to the site for emergency vehicles only. That meets both the city standards and KDOT standards. Their options were either to connect to Delmore Hospital or to have an emergency access on the east end to Kesslinger Road. They negotiated with Delnor. They were not fruitful negotiations, so they wound up working with KDOT to secure the access to Kesslinger Road. So what's before you tonight is really the exact same plan, but incorporating that emergency access.
Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Sure. Alderman Maladra?
So I echo Alderman Flanagan's concerns, and as I look through my notes from the last time we talked about this, I recall that our Public Works Department was very concerned about the right-in, right-out access, particularly if it reaches a point where people are not adhering to that. So I'm wondering what there is in this plan that allays the concerns of our own Public Works Department.
Well, we've recommended a condition of approval that should it become compromised frequently and cause either traffic congestion or accidents, that Meadowbrook be responsible for any measures that would be required to prevent those illegal maneuvers, whether that's a median in the middle of Kesslinger Road or flappable bollards in the middle of the road or additional signage that they would be required to install that at that time.
Right.
Right, but my understanding was that a median is something to be avoided, not something to find a way to facilitate or pay for. So, or did I misunderstand that?
The plans now do not include the median because it is preferred to not have the median down the middle of Kesslinger. There is full access to right. properties on the south side of Kesslinger that we're trying to preserve.
Right. So what I'm trying to understand is, so my question was, how did the changes made to this plan alleviate any of the fears or concerns that we had previously? And your answer is that if a median is required, it will be paid for by Meadowbrook Manor, which I don't view as being a good answer.
I think that the primary concerns from the previous recommendation was on the emergency access, providing a secondary access point, and these plans incorporate that access point. It's a full access for the emergency access, so it's not right in, right out for the emergency vehicles.
Understood.
It will have to be creatively signed. There's talk of dyeing the pavement or striping the pavement to make sure that it looks like anything but a normal access point.
Mr. Maladra, the applicant would be happy to respond to yours and perhaps Alderman Flanagan's.
I'm Glenn Satch, and I represent the applicant Meadowbrook Manor. One of the primary things that we've looked at is ways to control exactly that. We've begged KDOT to give us full access, and they would not. And I would like to thank your staff for getting the emergency access, which we were unable to get from KDOT without their help, and I appreciate that very much. But significantly, the majority of the traffic in and out of that facility, we have our traffic expert here who knows much more about this than I do, and I'd be happy to have him talk to these issues. We have staff, we have vendors, that'll be a major piece of the traffic, and we can control those people on how they use the access point that has been provided.
Is the access point constructed in a way so that a left turn out of there is impossible?
Yeah, almost prohibited.
It's channeled, the right in, the right out. And if you'd like Michael Worthman, our traffic engineer, to step up, he is here.
Okay.
Can I ask a quick question regarding Mr. Maladra's question? It's akin to the pork chops we have downtown Geneva.
Exactly.
So
I
take a left turn? Sure. Is it a difficult maneuver? Absolutely.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, okay, got it. Okay, forgive me, sir.
Exactly. Michael Worthman with KLOA. It's designed to KDOT standards. It's a large pork chop median, channelizes the movement. It's going to be signed. Can you do the U-turn? Yes. It's a three-lane cross-section, so you have more room. It's not the easiest maneuver in the world, but if someone wants to do it, they will do it. What we like to say in the traffic world, it's the 90-10 rule. 90% of the people follow the rules of the road. There are 10% that may not, but we're not generating a lot of traffic. The majority of our traffic is vendors and employees, which we can control and educate as the proper way and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had a question.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Alderman Kilberg?
I visited the site, and I'm new to the council, so forgive me because I wasn't a part of the prior discussion. The entrance and exit, where is that going to be positioned in relationship to the crest of the hill that we have on Caneville? Actually, if you travel that, there's a grade, and I guess I'm saying if someone's going to try to navigate an exit and then turn east on Caneville, are they at some risk there? Obviously, when you're making an illegal exit that I'm suggesting there, you are, but you think you're at an increased risk exiting the site, especially since there's going to be an obstructed view somewhat to the west?
KDOT's one who requested that we move the drive to the western end of the property, mm-hmm. and the site distance has been looked at, and there's sufficient site distance for the vehicles that are going in, and if a vehicle happens to make a left turn out, there is adequate site distance to see those vehicles. Even though there is the crest, there's still adequate site distance.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alderman Piper has been seeking questions.
are you looking for recognition or just...
Well, you know.
Are like, you just looking
like
to...
like a wave at you once in a while.
Alderman Piper, and then Alderman Singer.
I guess from our last discussions, and I know we went back and forth on this about a million times, the emergency access is a great improvement. And it's nice to see that it's in there. It's a huge disappointment that they, you know, that you weren't able to work something out with the hospital, and God knows why. I don't blame you guys. What's going on there? I don't know. I think that would have been the best possible thing for everybody. Obviously, I just can't get past the right in, right out. I can't. Having driven through there a million times, and I know you want to control this, and there's not going to be a lot of traffic. For me personally, I can't get past the right in, right out. I had the discussions before with our chiefs. I know they're probably not as concerned about it because they can get their emergency vehicles in there, and I'm with you on the 90-10 rule. It's the 10% that scares the crap out of me. I can't get past the right in, right out, guys. For me, I can't. And I'm just letting you know up front.
We appreciate it. But it is KDOT's decision, unfortunately.
Yeah, but in here, it's mine. So
Mr. Piper, let me ask City Administrator McKittrick to comment on some of the things.
If I might, just for what it's worth for the council's background, we have spoken with the developers multiple times, the mayor and myself, in addition to support staff in planning and public works, trying to rack our brains to come up with some unique plan that would address everyone's concerns. We ultimately met with Del-Nor officials. I did. I sat down with them personally and talked to them about this to try to convince them and relay the concerns of the council and staff as far as trying to get an access to the north to the interior drive that exists already. They were not interested, and they would not consider any options whatsoever. We did, however, go back to KDOT and were able to convince them to allow an emergency unfettered access onto Kesslinger Road. We also would have preferred a full access for the main entrance. However, KDOT was not in support of that. So we have worked with the developer long and hard, looking at as many options that were viable, and this is the best that we could do with the agencies and the private property owners that we had to work with. So, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, can I add one thing, please?
Yes, Mr. Mays, and then Alderman Singer.
Right. I just want to be clear, too, that anything that gets built on this site, that type of pork chop entry is going to be present. This is KDOT standard for that. Our use is a very low impact use for this, one of the least amount of traffic trips that's generated out of this. So, what it's worth.
Mr. Singer, did you wish to speak after Mr. Piper, or did you already speak?
I would like to speak, if I may.
All yours, sir.
Thank you, sir. Forgive me. It's been some time since this issue has come before us, and some of these things are still settling in my mind. You're 24/7 operation?
Yes.
How many residents do you expect to be servicing?
248.
248. And is there an age limit?
No, I don't believe there's an age limit at all. No.
Typically, our facilities have to get special permission from the state of Illinois if they're under 16. It's happened one time.
And how many staff members will you be employing?
100 full-time employees across three shifts.
Of those 248 residents, are any of those going to be involved in driving vehicles?
We don't anticipate any of the residents driving, no.
So you're only going to be concerned with 100 employees and, of course, visitors that will be coming to and fro, which I suspect that most of those visitors would be finding their way over the weekends when the traffic hopefully is not as full and thorough as one might expect it to be.
I believe that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Flanagan, then Alderman Kilberg, and then Alderman Marks.
I can defer to Alderman Marks because I did speak once already. So if
fair enough. Alderman Marks?
I just want to make sure this is the right turn in and out is to the west of the hospital and to the east of the main entrance to Fisher Farms. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
So it's right in between.
The right.
Alderman Flanagan?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do commend you, Mary, for trying to, and the mayor for trying to get Del Nor, and I'm very disappointed in their not allowing or at least working with the applicant to get an exit onto their drive, because I thought that would be an excellent solution, having gone out there several times to look at it. So I do commend you, Mary, for your efforts and the applicant, too. So I wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
Alderman Kilberg?
I apologize. I misspoke previously. I said Caneville. I meant Kesslinger.
Kesslinger, yes.
How many parking stalls do we have here? I'm thinking we have about 100 diagrams?
About 100.
Okay, great. And is this the most recent diagram, then, the one that's in front of us?
So
approximately what's the distance on the face of that pork chop that we're talking about here so I can get so I can visualize it? I mean, I guess I'm having a hard time interpreting the diagram. Right, the face or the
is it two lane, one lane? Is that what you're asking?
Right. I'm asking what the southern
radius
of the pork chop is. Are we talking about 15 feet, or are we talking?
No.
Right here it looks like it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, it's very wide. Hold on.
To 50 feet.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Vogelsberg?
Thank you, Mayor. I just had a question, which might be evident to people who are really good with the blueprints, but it's a self-contained site, right? Since you're not sharing it with Del Nor, people driving through Del Nor's campus are not going to be coming through yours to make. So you only have to control the. Okay, so no other cars, but those that are coming to your facility will be involved.
The only ingress and egress to that site by way of motor vehicle is what you see right there.
Okay, thank you.
I think that's an important distinction to make. I think I understand.
Well, that there won't be any other traffic.
Right, it's not a shortcut to anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
But the emergency access route, I mean, that's going to not be blocking.
Well, the appropriate signage, the appropriate correct. Much like we have in other emergency access routes through town.
That is at the fire department's request.
Correct.
That's what we've been able to get KDOT to approve with staff's help.
What the fire department does not want, and I think we understand this viscerally, is you know, a chain link, God knows what, where we have to hop out and unlock and
right.
You know, seconds are
seconds
count.
Right here.
It's limited.
Is that going to be open or gate?
I would imagine.
Alderman Piper.
Yeah, I guess
it will be.
I don't want to take away from this because everybody has worked so hard on this. I know you guys have put so much into this, and it's such a great program for the city. The only thing that's kind of sticking with me is the comments that get made that this is the best that we can do within the parameters we're given. And you're right, it is. It is the best we can do within the parameters we're given. It just doesn't make it the right thing to do. It is the best that we can do, but it doesn't make it the right thing to do long term. It could be something that we're stuck with this right in, right out, and that's what's sticking with me. And I just want to make that clear. we could end up getting stuck with this because, you know, I've had to go to these things. I've had grandparents and great-grandparents in there, and you go in and out, and you're getting visitors, and you're getting older people in there, and you're getting people in and out, and you're getting employees coming in and out. And I've driven through up and down on this road, whether it be in the car or on a bike on a weekend, and kids going up and down that road, and I've been on the crest of that hill, and you can measure it and say what you want. But once you've been through there 300, 400, 500, 600 times, gets a little hairy with that light right there and people coming in and out. And I guess I'm taking more of a been there, done that common sense attitude, and it just sticks with me, guys. I'm sorry. So I just want to put that out there.
Now, perhaps at some point the properties on the other side of the road will be redeveloped, and that would lead to some changes in the roadway.
I also think it's worth noting that, and you hit the nail on the head, this is the best we can do within the current environment. But as you know, environments change. Whether the environment to the north of this property, south, east, or west.
That's true.
Right.
The problem with south is we got X amount of feet and railroad tracks that ain't going anywhere. So
the real issue
is
to the north.
I would be more apt to say, is there going to be a change? It could be a huge change.
Right.
If there weren't tracks right there, I'm with you. But with the tracks and that X amount of feet, we're kind of trapped. And with Delmar not wanting to play ball, I'm just a little stuck, that's all.
You could see the sign if you increase that power.
From the dais, anyone else? Questions or comments for?
Signage right there. It'll say emergency.
I'll make one.
Yeah, Mr. Maladra?
I appreciate Alderman Piper's position.
It just
feels almost like we're shoehorning something in here. But what I'm left with is the comment that was just made. If it's not this business, it's going to be some other business. And with KDOT dictating right in, right out, it's going to be this problem no matter what we do. So these are the guys who want to make a go of it at this location. If it wasn't them, it would be somebody else. We'd be talking the same issues.
And I suspect a more intense use would exacerbate the concerns.
Yep.
Quite frankly, I'm not certain any more intense of a use would even see the light of day, particularly if it's a commercial use.
Yeah. That was it.
Anyone else?
Call the question.
Well, then.
just speaking to that last comment on the use, this property is specifically zoned for a nursing home use. There are no other uses permitted on this property as the current zoning allows.
Operative words, as the current zoning.
Correct.
Right. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add prior to, we'll take a roll call vote on this. Mr. Clerk, just again so everyone understands, an aye vote supports this recommendation moving forward. A nay does not. We have 9 members present this evening. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Nay.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Gene Kilberg?
Nay.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Nay.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
The motion passes. 5 affirmative votes. 4.
You need 6 affirmative votes.
Correction.
And with a half of the alderman, the mayor votes.
And the mayor votes aye. Motion passes 6-4. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you. I would like to thank
Chris
everyone
Leonard.
Because I've worked with this long and hard with the staff. It was with Mary's help and Ellen's help and yours, Mayor, that this got back going. We worked very diligently to try and get this going. The atmosphere has changed because you've now approved this property. So regardless of what the strategies were of our surrounding neighbors, we now have the ability to go forward. We also have the ability to keep working at resolving this for everyone's benefit. And as I've promised many of you, I will still be focused along those lines, as my client will. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I voted aye for this motion. I don't like the right in and right out and potential hazards, but I felt that because of the efforts that were put forth, it was it should be approved. But what I want to really say is I want to call on the Delnor Community Hospital to be more cooperative with these folks to try to find a way to come up with a safer exit. for them. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Item 13 is new business. Any new business this evening from anyone in the audience tonight?
Oh, I heard it there, too.
Gentlemen, earning your citizenship badge, come on forward. Oh, there's three now. Or was there always three? You arrived late. Fantastic. Come on up. Oh, he did.
I don't know how late.
That's good. Good living, man. So why don't you identify yourselves for our benefit? Tell us where you go to high school. Tell us where you go to middle school. Tell us.
I'm a junior at Geneva Community High School.
Awesome. What's your name?
Dre.
Dre?
Yeah.
That's a cool name. What's your first name?
That's my first name.
Oh, sorry.
What's his last name?
What's your last name, Dre?
Luke.
Dre Luke. Do you know Pat and Ted Cascaden?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Chad Luke, freshman at Geneva Community High School.
This is your older brother, man? Dude, your younger brother's taller than you.
Yeah.
How's that going? Awesome. How's freshman year treating you?
Good.
Pretty cool?
I'm Alex Haas. I'm also at Geneva Community. I'm also a freshman.
Ah. So, dudes, man, I asked these young ladies about the homecoming dance. Are you guys going to?
Yeah.
You sound confident. Life is good. That's cool, man. So, you're earning your citizenship badge tonight?
Yeah.
What do you make of this meeting? Do you have questions for the council members or anyone here?
I'm confused where that exit is.
Well, you won't need that for several years.
Yeah.
Well, you know where Kesslinger Road is?
I know it's next to the hospital, but where is it at?
Okay, you're heading west on Kesslinger.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's before the detention pond.
Yeah.
Oh.
Past the hospital and before the detention pond.
Yeah.
It'll be the next driveway after the hospital.
It'll be the next to Delano or on the opposite side?
Right along Kesslinger.
Oh.
Yeah.
On the right side.
You can only go right
turn
in.
Turn at the hospital, turn at the next entrance, and that'll be it.
Just don't go there.
Just don't go.
Well, you can go, but don't try to get out.
That's right. What else, guys? Anything?
I don't think so. Unless they have anything.
Do you guys know that there's an Eagle Scout in the room? Do you have any idea who the Eagle Scout is?
I had to guess.
Very good. I always forget the year. I want to say, oh, God, I don't want to guess.
Long time ago.
Was it 50? Hmm? What year?
58.
58, that's what I thought. 1958 Eagle Scout.
Still lighting fires with rent with rubbing sticks.
Isn't that wild? Exactly. Well, we're glad you're here. This is going to be rebroadcast all week. You can prove to your den leaders that you were actually here, man. That's not good? Oh, actually, he's in the back, isn't he?
We're in a different trip.
Cool. Good luck this week. Enjoy your homecoming week. Have fun at the dance. Be careful. Make smart choices. Any other new business? Folks, item number 13, correction, item number 13A, policy discussion. That will not take place this evening. Why won't that take place? Additional discussions need to be held between City of Geneva professional staff and Kane County's professional staff. Some clarification on some issues prior to discussing it in this forum. So I apologize for that. I received word of this late Friday and then confirmation again this afternoon that it just wasn't ready to go to the next level. So with that, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Flanagan makes the motion. Hill makes the second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone.